Today's shir has been dedicated by a loyal listener from London as a zchus for refuah shleima for Yehuda Leib ben Basha. Today's shir is Masechta Tainus Daf Chavav. We will begin on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph at the new perek at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah b'shloisha prokim b'shana, that three times in the year hakohanim noisim es kapayim arba pam b'yoyim. The kohanim do nesias kapayim four times in the day. B'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha, b'neilas asharim. B'shachris, musaf, mincha, and b'neila. What are those three times? B'tainius, on all the fast days. On the fast days, they would say neila, just like they said neila, like we say neila on Yom Kippur. Ma'amados, we're going to be discussing extensively in this parak in Mitzvah Hashem, all the issues and all the facts around the ma'amados. It says the Gemara, that during the ma'amados, they would also say Musaf and Elon, they would say Nesias Kapayim and Yom Kippurim. The Gemara is going to ask the question that where's the Musaf on the Tainus and Mamodus that we should say it four times a day. So our Gemara is saying that we say we the Kohanim Duchen four times a day, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Elon. In the Yerushalmi, there's actually a Machloikis. What is Neila? When is the proper time for Neila? Is the proper time for Neila at the end of the day? Or is the proper time for Neila as the time that they brought the last carbon, the Tamat Shebein Abayim? If that would be the time for Neila, then Neila would have to be around Shkia time, not around Seisek Chavim time. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Haim Simen Tov Reish Chof Gimel Sif Bey says, Zman Tefilas Neila, the proper time for Neila, Kishachama Baray Shalonis, when the sun is still on top of the trees, Kadesh Yashlam Aysoy Samach Lashkiya Sachama. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, if we look at the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that we should already have completed Neila by Shkiya. But the Mishnah Brura over there in Sifkatan Aleph says that we should start Ne'ilah before the Shkia, and we should end Ne'ilah at the end of the Shkia, a little before Seisek HaChavim. We learn here also that the Kohanim would do Nesias Kapayim four times in a day. So the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Gimel teaches us that if the halach is that if a Kohen is called up to the duchen, to do duchening, and he doesn't go, he's over a mitzvah to say. But says the Shulchan Aruch, that if the Kohen duchened once that day, so he's not over any issa deraisa. He's fulfilled his mitzvah deraisa by duchening once that day. This that we're learning in our Mishnah, that on these days, they duchened more than once a day, that's only a chiv d'rabbanan. But the kohen who duchened once a day has fulfilled his mitzvah d'raisa, and were he to not duchen, in general, the kohen is never over unless he was called up and didn't go up. But even if he was called up, if he had already duchened once that day, the halacha is that he was yoytz his mitzvah d'raisa, the other times are only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Ran explains that when our Mishnah says that on the Tainius they duchen many times, it's not referring to our established fast days. We're talking about the fast days of our Masechta that were established because of a lack of rain or other tzaras. Moreover, he tells us that this halacha that we do this extra duchening, etc., is only on the second, we know that the Tanesim, as we've learned many times in the Masechta, was set up in a series, three Tanesim, then three Tanesim, then seven Tanesim. So it says only on the second and third set of Tanesim do these halachas apply. On the first set of Tanesim, they don't apply. It says the Mishnah, Elei Mamodos. What is the definition of Mamodos? Lefisha Namitzavas B'nai Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, "V'matalem es kabanilach milishai reich nechoichi tishmeru lahakav liba mayadoi." That every day we have to bring a carbon tamid, and every day we have to participate, all of us, in a carbon tamid. Now the question is, how could a carbon be brought? The halach is when somebody brings a carbon, you have to have somebody, they have to have the owners that stand there. Now, of course, it's impossible to suggest that all of Klal Yisrael should be in Yerushalayim every day as they bring the Karbanos Tzibur. Every day the Karban Tamid was brought in the morning and the afternoon. So as the Ein Yaakov explains, the reason somebody has to be there when his carbon is brought is because the person, as the various avoidus, various acts are done to the carbon, is supposed to be thinking to himself that whatever is happening to this animal should have happened to me. And that only, you could only do that if you're there. But as we just said, that it's difficult to understand, it's impossible to understand that everybody should be there every day. So says the Mishnah, therefore, Hiskinu Nevi'im Harishonim, Shmuel and David established Esra v'Shmaris. We have 24 Mishmaris of the Kohanim, as we discussed and will discuss. Val kol Mishmar Mishmar, and for every Mishmar, Yimaimid b'Yerushalayim, Shul Kohanim, Shul Levim, Shul Yisraelim. There was a group of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim who would be davening and fasting and learning, as we're going to say. So Rashi explains that the Mishmaris, the Mamodis, had representation of Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. They all were represented in the Mamodis. The Ritva disagrees. And Ritva says that although our Mishnah said that there were Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, the Kohanim and Levim were in Yerushalayim to do the avodah that the Kohanim and Levim have to do. But they weren't there to be part of the Maimed. Maimed is our Yisraelim. Moreover, the Rambam writes that just like we know and we see explicitly in that there were 24 Mishmaris of the Kohanim, there were 24 Mamodis, says the Rambam, the Levim, who did their avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, singing and the other avoidus that the Levim did in the Beis HaMikdash, were also divided into 24 Mishmaris. And as the Tva points out, the concept that there has to be Mishmaris of Kohanim is Midaraisa. As the Pasuk says, Levad Mimkarav Ala Ovais, that the Torah says that the Kohanim should be divided into different groups. But this, that they were divided into 24 groups, as we're learning here, that is something that is only, that is what the Nevi'im Rishonim established. From our Mishnah says that the Anshe Maimed were in Yerushalayim. So the way the Rishonim explain, and we're going to learn, not only were there Mamodis in Yerushalayim, there were Mamodis throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, but there was a specific group, people who lived in Yerushalayim, those Mamodis came to the Beis HaMikdash, and they were the representatives of Klal Yisrael as the carbon was being brought. Says the Mishnah, Higiyaz Man Mishmar Lalus, when the time came for them to come up to Yerushalayim, Kohanim Levim Oilam Yerushalayim, the Kohanim Levim went to Yerushalayim, Yisrael Shabbos Mishmar, and the Yisraelim who were members of that week's Mishmar, Wisconsin Levrayim, would gather in their cities, Ukarin Masabrashus, and they would read for my Sabrashus. That's what was done every week. For the people who were not in Yerushalayim. The B'yom HaRishon, says the Mishnah, the reason the Gemara is going to explain, they read for my Sabrashus, because the world relies to exist on the Kavanas. There's a machloikus rishonim, as we're going to learn, the Anshei Maimed who were in Yerushalayim fasted Monday through Thursday. Machloikus rishonim that did the Anshei Maimed who were not in Yerushalayim fast on fast as well or not? The Ran says that they did. It seems that Rashi's opinion is that they did not. Yom Rishon, the first day on Sunday, they would read parshas. From Parshas Bereishis, from the beginning of the parasha until Yehi Rakia. And we're going to learn that you can never give somebody for an aliyah less than three psukim. So if there are more than three psukim, we could divide it. If not, we did not divide it. B'sheni, they read Yehi Rakia and Yikava Hamayim. B'shlishi, they read Yikava Hamayim v'Yehi Ma'oris. B'revayi, they read Yehi Ma'oris v'Yishutu Hamayim. B'chamishi, they read Yishutu Hamayim to v'Taitzi Aretz. And b'shishi, they read Taitzi Aretz and v'Yichula Hashamayim. Says the Mara, Pasha G'dayla, when we have a longer Pasha that has more than three psukim, we divide it up to two people. Haktana, but a parasha ktana with it are less than six psukim, then biyachid it's read only with one person. B'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha. B'shachris they would read from the Sefer Torah. By musaf they would read from the Sefer Torah. B'muchas nechnasim, but by mincha they did not read from the Sefer Torah. Rather, b'mincha nechnasim, they would come to the Beis HaKnesses, v'koyin al p'em, they would read by heart, k'koyin ha-shema, like when we read the Kri Shema, we read it out by heart, but we don't read it from Sefer Torah. U'be'erev Shabbos b'mincha, on a Friday afternoon b'mincha, lo'ye nechnasim, they didn't read from the Sefer Torah at all, b'nei k'vayr Shabbos. Since they were busy and getting ready for Shabbos, they did not read from the Sefer Torah at all. Says the Mishnah further, Kol yoyim shiyesh b'halol, any day that they said halol, even though they didn't have a korban musaf, for example, Chanukah, on Chanukah we say halol, the whole halol, but we don't have a musaf, eimam b'shachris. And as we're going to learn, this is only on a day, like on halol, when they said the whole halol. But if it was a day that they did not say the entire halal, then this rule of no maimed b'shachris doesn't apply. Rashi seems to learn that the people of the maimed that were in their cities, they made a maimed on Chanukah. The question is, did they say it on the days that they said halal? In other words, is this a rule only for the people in Yerushalayim? Or is this a rule for everyone, even who are not in Yerushalayim? Machlokes Rashi and Ritva. Karban Musaf, on a day we bring a Nusaf, we don't have a Maimed, Benila. Even we don't have a Ne'ila on that day. Karban Eitzim. As we're going to learn, there were times in the history of Klal Yisrael where they did not have enough wood. And there were families in Klal Yisrael, as we're going to learn, who stood up and donated that those days they would donate the wood, as we will learn about. And those days, the day that they began their donations on an annual basis, they would bring wood. They would bring a carbon eitzim. A carbon eitzim means that they brought wood and they took off a koimitz, a minimum of two logs of wood, and they would bring that would be a yontif. And on such a day, says the Mishnah, ein b'mincha, there is no maimed by mincha, divrei Rabbi Akiva. So ask the Ritva, I understand that this is a yontif for those family, but ask the Ritva, why does that affect all the other members of the maimed? And in fact, he quotes the Ravid, who says that it only affects the people who are of the family that's donating the carbon eitzim that day. The rest of the members of the maimed have no reason to not treat it like a regular day. The Miri disagrees. He says that all the people of that maimed would rejoice together, since it was a yontif, as we're going to learn, for the people of that family. All the other kahanim who were there would rejoice and make it a yontif together with those people, and that's why everybody did not have a maimed by mincha on such a day. Amar loy ben Azai, kacha Rabbi Shua shayna. So Rabbi Azai said to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua taught us karban misuf any day that there was a karban misuf ein b'mincha. There's no maimed b'mincha. Karban eitzim on a day that there's a karban eitzim. Ain't ben ila, there's no maimed by an ila. And says the Mishnah, Chazar Rabbi Akiva l'shanik ben Azai. Ultimately, Rabbi Akiva agreed with ben Azai. Says the Mishnah. So as we just spoke about the carbon eitzim, says the Mishnah, Zman ka eitzim ka'anim am. As we said, when Ezra came up, they discovered that they did not have enough people, and they did not have enough wood for the Mizbeach. And therefore, these families brought wood, and they, those days that they brought wood was considered a yontif. And even in later years, where Baruch Hashem, there was enough wood in the Mizbeach, these days remained a Yom Tovim for these families. Tisha, there are 9 such days throughout the year. Bechet B'Nissan, B'nei Aruch Ben Yehuda, is the day that the family of Aruch Ben Yehuda brought the wood. Be'esrim V'tamuz, B'nei David Ben Yehuda, the family of the Melech. B'chamisha B'av, B'nei Parash Ben Yehuda. B'shiva B'ay, 7 days in Av, was B'nei Yodav Ben Rochav. Asarabot, 10 days in Av, was the turn of B'nei Sana Ben Binyamin. B'chamisha B'ay, 15 days in Av, was the turn of B'nei Zatu Ben Yehuda. V'imam, with them, Kahanim Levim. And even Kahanim Levim, that didn't necessarily have families that donated, they participated. The Kol Mishatav B'Shiftoi, if you have somebody that knows that this is a day for them to bring wood, but he forgot to which family he belongs, and therefore which day is his day, they're all assigned to that day. There were different families that the Gemara is going to speak about in Daf Chav Ches that showed tremendous Mesiris Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, for Kiyum HaMitzvos, all of them, that was their day. Be'esrim Boy, 20 days in Av, was B'nei Pachas Moya Ben Yehuda. Be'esrim Be'elol, 20 days in Elol, B'nei Odin Ben Yehuda. Bechet B'teivis Shovu B'nei Parish. The B'nei Parish bought a second time. They needed more wood, and they were ready to donate a second time. Says the Mishnah further, Bechet B'teivis Lohoye B'maimit. The Mishnah says that on Rosh Chodesh Teivis, there was no maimed, shahay by halal, because it's a day that there's halal, and it's also a day that it's musaf, because it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Chanukah. Hay by halal, v'karben musaf, v'karben eitzim. And since it was such a auspicious day, with all of these different Yom Tovim, there was no maimed on that day. I saw Ramosha Zatzal points out in his tshuvas, and we know that that's what we do, that halal is recited before the musaf. And the question is, why is halal recited before the musaf? Musaf is brought as a carbon in the base of Mikdash. Halal is just recited as part of the tefillah. Why does halal come before musaf? So Ramosha says, because halal is more tadr. We say halal more often than we say on a constant basis than musaf, which may be because we say it on all the Rosh Chodashim and say the Yom Tovim. But then says Ramosha, that the Gemara Masechta Zvachim actually asks, when you have a situation of Tadir u'mekudosh, you have something which is more often recited, or something else which is mekudosh, which is holier, which takes precedence? And the Gemara doesn't have an answer. Why doesn't there an answer from this? The fact that we're reciting Hallel before doing the Musaf is very much a proof that Tadir comes before mekudosh. So Ramosha answers, the tadr of halal is different than the usual tadr, because the tadr of halal is a tadr that affects everybody all of the time, whereas musaf only affects the base of Mikdash. When the Gemara discusses tadr u'mekodesh, when you have two different factors, tadr u'mekodesh, which should come first or which should come second, that's only under circumstances where the tadr and the Mekudosh affect the same amount of people. But in a case such as ours, where the Tadr and Mekudosh, the Tadr affects so many more members of Klal Yisrael than the Mekudosh, certainly the Tadr comes first. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim, Iras Avaseinu B'Shivas B'Tamiz. 5 terrible things happened to us on Shivas B'Tamiz. The Chamisha and terrible, 5 terrible things happened on Tisha B'Av. And as the Ben Yoyada explains, 5 + 5 = 10. And the lesson here is because Klal Yisrael violated what it says in the Seres HaDibros, they were punished with Shivas Batamis and Tishbav. Says the Mishnah, B'Shivas Batamis, what happened in Shivas Batamis? The Shtabra Luchos, the Luchos were broken. Ubutal Atamid, the Karban Tamid, they stopped bringing the Karban Atamid. The Malchus, the king, the government made a rule that they should no longer allowed to bring the Karban Tamid. And the Yerushalmi tells us that in the time of the Malchus Yavim, every day, even though they were being besieged and they were locked in, so to speak, into Yerushalayim, they would drop money on the other side of the wall of Yerushalayim, and people would, and on the other side, the Umas Olam would give them, lift up an animal. On that day, the Klal Yisrael gave money, and instead of lifting up a kosher animal, they delivered a chazir, a pork. And that was the beginning of the Karban Tamid stopping to be brought. V'hufka ir, and the wall of the city was destroyed. This, the Gemara says that was on the Bayis Sheni. In Bayis Rishon, it happened actually on 9 days in Tamiz, but they didn't want to make too fast 9 days in Tamiz in Shivas Batamiz, so they left it for Shivas Batamiz. Taisus in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, however, quotes a Yerushalmi that says that by both of them, it started on Shivas Batamiz, the wall was broken on Shivas Batamiz. Sarf Ephestimus is a Torah. Ephestimus was one of the Greek ministers, burnt the Torah, the Hem Itzalim Beheichel, and Itzalim was put up into the Beis HaMikdash. B'Tisha B'Av, says the Mishnah, Nigzal V'Seinu, Shalich Nesul Aretz, that was the day after the Chet Meraglim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed, Im Yira Ish B'Anoshim Ha'elu Ador Ha'Razes, Aretz HaToyva, Asher Nishbati Losis L'Vaseichem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that we would not be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, the Dor HaMidbar, Chor Bais Rishoyna, Beis HaMikdash Rishon was destroyed, Shniyas, the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was destroyed, Nilkat Abetar, the city Abetar that had tens of thousands of Jews, Talmid HaChamim was destroyed, the Nechor Shair and Yerushalayim was plowed on that day. It says the Mishnah, Meshenichnas Av, once Av approaches, Mematim B'Simcha, we should not have Simcha, because all of these terrible things that happened in that month, that's a month of Mematim B'Simcha. Does Machloikus Rishonim, does it only, when we say we can't build, does it mean only any type of building or building of Simcha? Says the Mishnah, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Toychai, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in it, Osim Melasaper, one may not take a haircut, Melchabis or launder his clothing. However, Ubechamishi, if Tisha B'Av on Thursday, if Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, Mutarim Nekar Shabbos, then we could do laundry on Thursday, L'Kavod Shabbos. So again, when we speak about Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Toychai, very fundamental machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, what does that include? The Shulchan Aruch, and that's the meaning of the Sfardim, says that it means Shvua Shechalboi, the week in which Tisha B'Av is in. So whatever day of the week Tisha B'Av is in, starting from Sunday, the halachas that we're learning that apply to Shabbos Shechalboi Tisha B'Av begin from that Sunday. The Ramah, however, says that it begins from Rosh Chodesh Av. So Rashi explained, as we just said, what the Mishnah means to say, that if Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday, on Thursday we're allowed to wash clothing. But certainly, if Tisha B'Av were to fall on a Wednesday, we could do laundry on Thursday, because it's already after Tisha B'Av. Says the Ritva, that if Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, we can't do laundry on Thursday, because we can't do laundry on Thursday if it's Tisha B'Av. We should do the laundry on Friday. Moreover, say the Rishonim, if Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, and our Mishnah is teaching us, which is impossible in our calendar, but in their calendar it was possible, if Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, we're allowing one to do the laundry on Thursday, but one would not be allowed to take a haircut, L'Kavod Shabbos, on Thursday. And the Magen Avraham says that the reason that we differentiate between a haircut and laundry is that a haircut, is not taken every week. So since one does not take a haircut every week, you have no right to take the haircut on Thursday, the covered Shabbos. So this week you won't take a haircut. But laundry is done every week. And since laundry is done every week, so that's why Chazal gave this dispensation that if Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, we could do the laundry on Thursday. Again, as we said, laundry is asur, whether according to Ramah from Rish Chodesh Av, according to the Shulchan Aruch from Shvuah Shechal Boy. And the halacha is that not only may one not do laundry himself, but one may not have somebody else do laundry on their behalf. In other words, giving your laundry to a dry cleaners or to dry cleaning, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, is included in the issur of laundry. And moreover, one can't ask somebody, even non-Jewish, to do laundry on your behalf. Similarly, one who's an Ashkenazi and keeps the Shvuah Shechal Boy from Rish Chodesh cannot ask a Sephardi to do laundry on his behalf on the Shvuah Shechal Boy that's not for him. Moreover, the minig is that one does not put on freshly laundered clothing. One should wear the clothing before Tisha B'Av and before Rish Chodesh and then be allowed to wear that clothing during the 9 days. Erev Tisha B'Av, the last meal before the fast is the Suda Mafsekes, says the Mishnah, Erev Tisha B'Av, by the Suda Mafsekes, Lo Yoichel Adam Shnei Tavshilin. A person should not eat two different cooked foods. Like Rashi explains, one shouldn't eat meat and fish. And of course, the Gevurah Sari asks, well, you're not allowed to eat meat during the 9 days or Erev Tisha B'Av anyway. So Rashi says, so the Gevurah Sari explains that it's referring to meat that is salty meat that you may be allowed to eat during the 9 days, but you can't eat it with something else. You can't eat it that's considered a cooked food for the Suda HaMasekis. Rashi says that you're not allowed to eat fish with egg shmir on it, even though it's a food that was very commonly eaten as one dish. Rashi considers it two separate dishes. Lo yoichel basar. Furthermore, you shouldn't eat meat, v'lishta yayin, and not drink wine. Rav Gamliel Omer Yishana. He should eat differently than he eats all year round. So if normally you eat two cooked foods, but as Suda Mafsekes, you should eat one. If you usually eat 10 cooked foods, then you should eat five. But not that there's a specific number that we look at. Rav Yehuda Mechayev B'Kfiyas Hamita. Rav Yehuda says that on Tisha B'Av, one has to turn over the bed. And Chazal did not agree. The Gemara Masechta Ma'akatan explains the reason they used to turn over the bed is because the most yukni nosati b'chem, when somebody was an avelus in those days, they used to turn over the bed because Hashem says, I made you in my image, ubevaniseichem hifachticha, and because of your avelus, you turned it over. And that's why kufu mitoschem alai. So explain the Rishonim that has nothing to do with Tisha B'Av. That's a halacha in Hilchos Avelus, and therefore, which has to be fulfilled only with Kfiyas Hamita. And therefore, they explain that the point of Tisha B'Av is not so much the Kfiyas Hamita, the message that it teaches us, like it does by Avelus, but the reason one has to turn over the bed on Tisha B'Av is because the halacha is that on Tisha B'Av one is not supposed to be comfortable. So if one is going to sleep, he should not sleep on a bed. He should rather sleep on the floor where he won't be so comfortable. Since we just discussed the difficult days, Shavuos Matamis in Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah now talks about days that were Yom Tovim. Says the Mishnah, Amar Shimon Gamliel, Lo Yom Tovim L'Yisrael, there were no greater Yom Tovim in Klal Yisrael, K'chamisha Asu B'Av, K'yom Kippur, K'chamisha Asu B'Av and Yom Kippur, Shem B'Nais Yisrael, Yoitzes B'Kli Lovin Shulim, they used to go out wearing borrowed white garments in case somebody doesn't have, they'll be able to use somebody else's. Today, Shloi Levayis Misha Ein Loi. not to embarrass somebody else. The kol akelim tumin tefila. And here too, there were people that were more careful in tumin tahara, and there were people that were less careful. And because people weren't so careful, that's why they made a rule that everybody has to take whatever garments they're taking and put them into the mikveh. Even though Tisha B'Av is considered a yontif, the halacha is that you're allowed to work on Tu B'Av, even though Tu B'Av is considered a yontif, the halacha is one may work on Tu B'Av, but the Magen Avraham says one may not fast on Tu B'Av, and he says even chosen b'yom chuposai, even if a chosen akala are getting married on Tu B'Av, when we know a chosen akala fast on the day of their fast, on their day of wedding, on Tu B'Av they don't fast. Here we find a very interesting factor, that Tu B'Av, we're learning, was a yontif, the yontif of Shiduchim. But how could that be? How can we spend Yom Kippur that way? So the Ben Yehuda explains that it's so important that Jewish families should be built. It's even worse, Yom Kippur, that holy day of Yom Kippur, should be a day that we should be busy with helping Jewish couples get married. The Chasam Sofer says the prerequisite for somebody to get married is doing tshuva. And therefore there is no better day than Yom Kippur to have this type of procedure, because the Yom Kippur is the day we all do tshuva. The Pre-Tzaddik, however, disagrees, and he says that this, what our Mishnah is describing that they did on Yom Kippur, actually was not done on Yom Kippur, it was done on Matzah Yom Kippur. And because it was done on Yom Kippur, we can now understand why they wore Big Day Lovin, white garments. Because Yom Kippur is a day that they wore white garments to represent tshuva, which is Emu Chatechem Kalashanim Hashanah Gelbim. The Jewish girls would go out and dance in the vineyard. The reason they did it in the vineyard is the grape is the one tree that you can't graft other fruits with it. To teach us that when we're getting married, of course, the first thing we have to be concerned is about assimilation, to make sure there's no intermarriage. And that's why we take the grape as the model. Another pshat that I saw, the pasuk says, "Eshtecha kigefen b'riya b'yaks b'secha." Your children, Jewish children, are compared to the grape. So we go to the grape tree and we say the purpose of us getting married is to multiply and produce beautiful Jewish families. Another pshat that I saw is that typically people were not allowed to walk in the grape fields. They didn't want them to ruin the grapes. And what's incredibly important in building a Jewish home is tznius, that everything be done in a modest fashion, and that's why they went to the kerem. And they would say, Maya Emris, what would they say? Bocha, sona enecha rei matabar lecha. Look at what type of a wife you're choosing. Al titen enecha benoi. Don't look at beauty, which is superficial. Make sure that you marry a girl from the proper family. Look for a wife who's a yiras hashemayim. And so says the Mishnah that say by Shlomo Melech, Senor ena benois tzion, the Melech Shlomo ba'atar shitra lay imoy, b'yoyim chasunosay, b'yoyim simchus liboy, look how his mother adorned him, b'yoyim chasunosay zomatan taira, or b'yoyim simchus liboy, zabinya beis amigdosh, shiyibona b'mheira b'yomeinu. So our Mishnah teaches us about what happened as they were looking for the Shiduchim. So Michas Yehuda says, the Mishnah says, that they said three different psukim. Atita enecha benoi, ten enecha b'mishpacha, sheka baruch son enecha rei matabarulach, atita enecha benoi, tita enecha b'mishpacha, sheka chen v'hevel ayoyfi isha yiras Hashem tisalol. So he said the beautiful women would say, sona enecha, look for a beautiful girl. The people who came from nice families would say Tena Necha b'mishpacha. And the ones that weren't so pretty and also didn't have yichus said Shekra Hein Chein v'hevel ayoyfi Ishi Yiras Hashem hitasalu. What you're supposed to look for is Yiras Shemayim. So I saw that the Leif Simcha says, what do we see from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is teaching us that there's nothing more important in Klal Yisrael than building Jewish families. There's nothing more important. The Tyrus Ovis explains, when it says here, Bochasoa Necho, Urei Ma Tabarloch, you should, Urei Ma, look that you should be Ma, look that you should be humble, look that you should be modest. What you should look for, Al Titen Benecha Be'noi, Ten Einecha B'Mishpacha. Look for the woman who could you bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw the Imre Chaim explains that, as our Mishnah just explained, that everybody borrowed clothing on Tu B'Av, they should use Kedei Shaloi Levayish. He says, on a day when one person is not embarrassing another person, where one is sensitive to the other person, there's no bigger yontif than a day that people are concerned about everybody else. So I saw that the Ben Ish Chai says, what's the connection that our Mishnah makes between B'yom Chasunosu Zul Matan Torah or B'yom Simchas Liba Zul Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So he says that the Gemara teaches us that how do we look at the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? The Binyan Beis HaMikdash, he says, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I instruct you to build a Beis HaMikdash, and that's where I bring my Shekhinah down to the world, and that's where I will put my Shekhinah, in the Beis HaMikdash. Teaches us the Ben Yoyada, that when one builds a new Jewish home, he's accomplishing the same thing as we accomplish with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Just like when we build the Beis HaMikdash, it's a place for the Shekhinah to be, so too, when we build a Jewish home, that's what we're doing. We're building a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Mishnah says. B'yoyim chasunosoi, when you get married, zumatan Torah, we should realize that it's a day like we receive the Torah. It's a day that we're becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we will ultimately be zoicha to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. When people will get married and live their lives, their married lives, their family lives, according to the way the Torah instructs us, then we're going to be zoicha mitzvah Shem Meher B'Yameinu to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. B'shlosh HaPrakim B'Shana, we learned in the Mishnah, Kohanim Noisim Skapeim, the Kohanim Duchen four times a day, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. Ask the Gemara, B'tanis and Mamadis, Mi'ika Musaf, is there any Musaf recited on those days? Answers the Gemara, Chsuri Mechzerach Tani. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. B'shloish Prokim, three times a year, Kohanim, Noisim, Skapayim, Kozman, Shemespalim. But the Mishnah means to teach us is that during those three times, every time we daven, the Kohanim, Duchen. V'yeshmehem, and there are days from those days, that it turns out that the Kohanim say in the Sias Kapayim, Arba Pam B'Yoyim, Shachas Musaf, Mincha Ne'ila Sharem, Ve'ela and Shlosh HaProkim, what are they? That we duchen many times, every time, Tanis Mamodis, Yom Kippurim. Amar Menachem, Amar Avua, Zu Diver Remei, this is the opinion of Remeya. Av Chacham Amrim, the opinion of the Chacham is, Shachas Musaf, Yesh B'Yom Nesias Kapayim, but Shachas Musaf, there's Nesias Kapayim, Mincha Ne'ilah, Ein Ben Nesis Kapayim, but when Mincha Ne'ilah, there's no Nesis Kapayim. Ask the Gemara, Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim that hold that there's no Nesis Kapayim by Mincha Ne'ilah? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehudihi. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, as we learn in the Braisa, Shachar Shemusuf Mincha, Kulamahem, Yesh Ben Nesis Kapayim, Divrei Meir. Remeir holds by all of these tefillahs, there's Nesis Kapayim. Rabbi Yehuda ever holds Shachris Musaf Yesh Bem Nesis Kapayim Mincha Ne'ilah Ein Bem Nesis Kapayim. But by Mincha Ne'ilah we don't have Nesis Kapayim. Rabbi Yosi I'm in Ne'ilah Yesh Bem Nesis Kapayim. By Ne'ilah there is Nesis Kapayim Mincha Ein Bem Nesis Kapayim. And the Gemara will explain all the different opinions. But clearly we see Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion that says that there's no Nesias Kapayim by Mincha and Ne'ilah. But Mike Mifki asked the Gemara, what is the basis of the Machlokes? What is the reason that every day we don't do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha? Mishum Shikris. They daven Mincha later in the day, and since they daven Mincha later in the day after they've eaten, there's a concern that the Kohanim drank and are intoxicated. And as we learned, when a Kohen drank, Shesui Yayin is not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. Hidna, but on a fast day, Lekas Shikris. They don't eat and drink. And that's why we could say Nesias Kapayim. Yudah Sover, Shachris Musuf, the Kol Yoyma, Shachris Musuf, which even on days which are not fast days, Lo Shkicha Shikris, so there's no concern that people would be intoxicated. And that's why Lo Gozbu Rabbanon, Chazal did not say that one should, not one may duchen. However, Mincha V'Nila, which are in a time, the Kol Yoyma Shkicha Shikris, that in normal circumstances, people are intoxicated. Therefore, Gozer Barabonon, Chazal said never to say Nesias Kapayim by Mincha Ne'ilah, even in a day where we don't have that type of concern, a day where it's just a fast day. But once Chazal said, don't do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha Ne'ilah, that remains the rule always. Rav Yossi Sover, Mincha, Disa B'Kol Yoyma, Mincha, which we say every day, and every day we have that concern about Shikris Mincha time, Gozer Barabonon. Neila the less b'kol yoma, but neila which is not said every day, loy gozba rabbanon, and they could say nesias kapayim by neila. And the Shulchan Aruch says, based on this Gemara, that it seems the Rishonim already say that we're not allowed to eat and drink before Musaf, because our Gemara is saying Rabbi Yehuda even agrees that by Musaf we say nesias kapayim because people haven't drunk before Musaf, whereas by Mincha, they have. Isn't this clearly a raya that by Musaf, they were not allowed to eat before Musaf? And however, says the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Peivov Sif Gomel, Mutal Lit Toim Koim Tfilos Musafim. You're allowed to take, just eat a little, the Hainu Achilas Peiris, or a Filo Pasmut. Just a little type of, just eat a little. And the Bi'a Locha explains that even the Kohen who's going to Duchen by Mutzuf is allowed to drink less than a revius of wine before Mutzuf. But of course, to drink more wine than that, or as Al Gemara clearly indicates, to eat a full meal, that would be usur. Furthermore, the question is, Mincha, we daven later in the day, because says the Gemara, why? So says the Gemara, I'm Rav Yehuda Marav, Halach Krameya, the Halach is like Krameya, Rav Yehuda, I'm Krameya, the Minig is like Krameya, Rav is Minig Krameya. Mandam Halach Krameya, so what's the difference in these terminologies? Says the Gemara, Mandam Halach Krameya means that Shina Lebe Pirka. We announce publicly that that this is the Halach like Krameya. Mandam Minig, Midrash Leder Shina, we don't publicly say it. However, Aria Marina, if somebody comes to ask a question, what is the halacha? We tell them the halacha is like Rameya. Amanda Amr Nagu, Aria Marina. We don't even tell a person privately that that's what he should do. However, the Ovid of it, if he acts that way, it's okay. For Lai Madrina, we don't make him do it over. That means if somebody went to Duchen Mincha on a fast day, he went up to Duchen, even though maybe he shouldn't have, but once he did, we let him Duchen. Rav Nachman Amaloch Reb Yossi, the Aloch is like Reb Yossi by Nila, where we say Nesias Kapayim, and says the Gemara, indeed, the Aloch Reb Yossi, and indeed, that's the Alocha. Says the Gemara, Ve'edna Maitam Parshkana Yudai B'Mincha Tanisa, why is it our minig that we do say Nesias Kapayim B'Mincha Natainis? Answers the Gemara, Kivin the B'Samach, Lishkias Chama Kaparshi, since they used to daven Mincha late in the day, so it's similar to the same time as we discussed earlier in the Shir, Ketfilas Nila Damya, it's like the same time and it's similar to Nila, and since we just learned that by Nila, we duchen, so too would be the halacha by, so too would be the halacha by mincha on a fast day. So the interesting question that the Chazon Ish poses is, what's going to be the halacha in a place where they daven mincha early on a fast day? There are many people that daven early every day, and they daven early on a fast day as well. What would be the halacha then? So the Chazon Ish minig was that even on a fast day, he would daven mincha early, and even though he daven mincha early on a fast day, he says, once our Gemara paskins that you daven mincha, you say nisis kapayim, in our world we say elkeinu v'kevaseinu by chazar sushatz, that became the minig for all mincha on a fast day, even if we don't daven mincha late, we daven mincha early.